Den Tanach mit. Also in Tanach hier in dem Jeschkel, die sagt, Valsiv emo yamdu, lishpeit vim ishpatim. Vishiftu ves teresa, ves rokesa b'chol me'adai. Das says, Valsiv emo yamdu vim ishpat. Lishpeit vim ishpat. Is riv means that Beznagon is not only when there is a machleket between Chachomim and Beznagodl, clinches and Beznagodl means Beznagodl's opinion is final, but there is Riv, a simple interior Riv, it's up to the Beznagodl or to the Kenim of Rim, Valriv, Emodes, Ami, no, Valriv, Lishpid Mishpotov. We shift to the Teresai, the Schutesai, the Homea da Ishmeru, the Shaps, the Homea da Ishmeru, the Shapsesi, Yat Yikadeshu. Interesting is the Homea da Ishmeru, the Shapsesi Yikadeshu. Because the Mea didn't have got to be careful, because if they would not establish. They made by itself. They made who could not, who will not, will not be established. Yeah. However, in Shabbos we don't say Yishmeru. The Shabbos is a Kaddish. The mitzvah for the Kaddish is a Shabbos. Kiddush Shabbos means a Kiddush. A Kiddush of what? A Kiddush of Kviyas. The Shabbos is a Kiddush of Kriyas. Is that Kiyum HaMitzvah also turned over to the Beznagodl, in our case to Bnei Levi? But sometimes when there is no Beznagodl, so who is Kedaya? If there is no Beznagodl, who is Kedaya? The Kal Yisrael. But you don't distinguish between discriminate from Klal Yisrael and Beznagodl. The Klal Yisrael is also a representative of the Klal Yisrael. Yes. Huh? What clear? By the fact, they used to tell the people, today is Shabbos. Very simple. Mitwas is, Ahu Yikiveya, now Chomet V'Pesach. Chomet v'Pesach, we are Kiveya Chomet v'Pesach too. Chomet v'Pesach certainly. V'Adar Meisne Hashem Yisrael. What is the Kviyas? The Kviyas is, Rumichiresh Chomet was the Rav Get of a few dollars. It's a kosher Kviyas. It's a kosher Kviyas. Simply the fact that the Klal Yisrael accepts it, this can be manifested and demonstrated in a variety of ways. A first thing he goes to, he changes his head. I don't care whatever he does. But if this, the Klal Yisrael does before Yom Tov, this itself is a performance of designation, of Bechiras Hayom. This itself. Yeah, but it's not a sissy. If there is Beznagodl in Yerushalayim before Churban HaBayis, it's like that Beznagodl used to do it in a formal manner. Mekudesh, Mekudesh. After Churban Ram Shite, Beznagodl cannot say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, because there is no Beznagodl. So what do you do? It's not it is what Ram calls it Riyah. In such a case, always in Mikdash is Riyah. And Bizman Azir, according to the Rambam, is not Riyah, but Cheshbon. What is Cheshbon? The calendar is Kiveya. I can print another calendar. What is Cheshbon means? The fact that the Klal Yisrael accepted this Cheshbon, this exactly the Kviyas Yom Tov. How do you fail? All right, Beznagodl, you understand Kviyas to Beznagodl. But the Beznagodl here is a representative of the Klal Yisrael. How is it possible to take a Kviyas of millions of people and merge it into one entity and say this is the Kviyas Hayom? Dies ist Allah, ja, die Uya Mekade, ich dem Jontef, bei Observen der Jontef. Und in der Rie, I cannot tell you that there is to point out to you and say, this is the Kriyas. Like you said, Schaefer, no. Schaefer ist der Rabbonen, without Schaefer. Without Schaefer is also a Kriyas. What is the Kriyas? I can't tell you. But there is one thing I would say, the total acceptance of the Yontev with regard to Meloche, this itself is considered Kriyas by the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Bezna Godel, the Zayin Arach. No. Teisi Shabbos has nothing to do with it. Yeah, you mean, Kriyas Teisi Shabbos? Before Shabbos, yes. It comes under Teisi Shabbos, correct. It comes under Teisi Shabbos. Yeah, on a Teisi Shabbos. Now,
Rebbe, is this reflect the more invasive, the Kaddish, Israel, the Hashabbos, the Azman, the Machlek is being Rebbe and the Tarfa, the Kaddish Rabbina?
Sir, why you mention the
Kaddish Israel, the Hashabbos, the Azman?
Perhaps. Now, just a minute. But what I wanted to show you is Valriv Eimo Yamdo. Valriv Eimo Yamdo. When there is a quarrel, they should Eimo Yamdo, they should resolve it. Valriv Eimo Yamdo. What is new here? That the mitzvah of Bez Nagodol, you would say that Bez Nagodol is pi. Vesami Yeru ben Kiddush Lachem. That Bez Nagodol, that the mitzvah is that Bez Nagodol is not only a bezn which actually decides matters or resolves problems at a theoretical level. But when two people have a quarrel, are engaged in a conflict, in a quarrel, they cannot go straight to Bez Nagodol. So the Novi says, Valriv Eimo Yamdu, if somebody comes to them and asks them, to summon somebody, because simply to come for a dinner, is the Bez Nagodol supposed to the KNMD? Valziv Eimo Yamdo. We cannot say it. Bez Nagodol is not a court of appeals exclusively. It's a court where the Nigzel can come at any time directly to them and complain. And they are supposed to attend to the matter. Is big. No. Now let's continue now. Let's leave it out for a while. Leave out to show you.
Megadik.
Here comes Megadik. Here, in this regard, with regard to Riv, comes Megadol. Megadol. Uvai, just a moment. State by, they found the Riv, the Megadol. What's the lotion? What's the first one Megadol for you? Read it to me. But anyway, what Meisha accepted is and he was concerned with it. It means the Vayriyal Meshe, that a Bezna Godel, that a Bezna Godel is not only a Bezna before, to whom, I mean, controversial issues are brought, like Zeim Achai, Zeim Apotter. But the very beginning, the very beginning of Din and Mishpat is also entrusted to the Beis Nagod. Vayivi Yisrael Meshe. Correct, Meshe is a Latina Shehiv Yom Ha'im, no doubt about it. No, and the psak was the
color. Huh?
Oh, it's
from
Kakao and Mechutz Lamachne. Meisha before did not know about Aloha of Metzal from Megadik. He did not know that Megadik is the Nisa. Did he know? He didn't. Kilei Feirash Mayi Osele. He didn't know. I understand. Yeah, the
president.
But you see, Moshe, but Mishmo.
Unlike the location.
Yeah, correct. No. Is by the Chayyim, but Mishmo is not Alpi Hashem. What was the? So the. Yeah, the Akadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that Megadif is the Nisa, correct? Megadif is the Nisa. And then suddenly the Torah begins to tell us about Makeh Nefesh Behema Yishalmeno. I interassign Shem Tach Hashem. What the Torah says here is the following. That Megadif Ritziche is Bemishpot, is Chayiv Ritziche, is punished with death, because Megadif is Chayiv Nisa. Una Ritziach is a Megadif. Ve'emes is the chiyuv retziche, misef, retziach. Retziach, is the case, you don't have to go too far away. Sheif Adam Odom, no, Sheif Adam Odom. She be tzorem elekim, osre sorem. It means, shliches yad, I would say, to kill somebody is kavi yochu, the retziach is the typical megadif. And Megadif is Chayiv Misa, but Megadif is Chayiv Misa because Retziach is Chayiv Misa. And Retziach is Chayiv Misa because Megadif. There is an equation between Megadif and Retziach. Why actually is Megadif Chayiv Misa? What? Because he said a few words were. The God is so. What's that? Akadosh Baruch Hu, Tavi Yochel does not feel hurt by that. Why is the Torah did say that the God is Chayiv Misa? I can understand many sins that generate Chayiv Misa if committed. I can understand many. Why Megadif? The Rebbein Shlom, I mean, is not impressed by his giddush or by the words of praise someone addresses to him. The answer is, as Megadif is Chayiv Misa, because Megadif basically ניתרת, שיף אדם אודם בדומי ישופך, כי בקצל המלכים עושה שעוד אודם. איזה אינס, איזה בו... איזה אינס, כי בקצל המלכים עושה שעוד אודם. איזה אינס, איזה אול רוצרים המדלב השם. אול רוצרים המדלב גדפי זה השם, הם נול מגדפי שם הרוצרים. בי במס איזה מחיים מיסה, אף מגדלב יזרוטת in the concept of Tzelem Elikim, and particularly that Megadiv is a crime which is punishable with Misa. That's why Megadiv is higher Misa, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meshe, because the Megadiv is a Retzeach. And vice versa, a Retzeach is higher Misa because he is the real Megadiv. That's what the Torah right away says. Vayayu Dov Mibes, Vayayu Dov Mibes, Vayayu Dov Mibes, Yeah, you have just a minute. You have it. You have it where? Read the pasuk first and the second verse.
No, if Shem Hashem was Yumas, Rogam Yigmu Vokal Eda, Kager Kozov Benokva Shem Yumas,
Benokva Shem Yumas,
the Ish Kiyake Konebes Adam was Yumas.
That's it. It's a wrong Chiyuv Misa. It's a wrong Chiyuv Misa. Because it's where two Chiyuv Misa. So why does the Torah have to explain to us as Shef Adam Odom Ba Odom Dome Yishofer to be Tzelem Elikim Oso Eso Odom? Why not simply because he killed a wife? So then, why not simply? He's near him because he destroyed a wife. No, if the Odom whom he killed had not been in doubt with Tzelem Elikim, so then the whole crime of the tzicha of murder would be restricted to what? To destroying a wife. But if this is the case, so Mati Behema was also supposed to be Chayav Misa. He also killed a wife. In killing our lives, there is no difference between Odom and Behema, don't you know? It's the same life we should kill. Same life. The same process of digestion, the same breathing, everything is the same. To rise, make nefesh Behema, yeshameno, and make nefesh Odom Yumos. The fair contrast, make Behema, is make Odom Yumos. Why did it say? Why? What? Bin di ma wis 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 dat di
di ja
gnem shodam bei
tiwa ba di mes
pahin mi shalmana nu
continue
di mum ma
mi ka shas ke ya sala
di ken what else shevta ga sheba ein da ga sein ma ke ba mes shalmana ma ke odam ma ke odam ma ke odam Why not simply? He killed a wife. A wife. The answer is killing a wife. Is if I kill an animal, it's also identical with destroying a life. The same life. Biologically, it's the same life. Not different. No, why is Maki Nefesh Odom Nefesh Behema Yishalmeno and Maki Nefesh Odom Yumos? It's for a different reason. Because in Odom, not only I kill a wife, this wouldn't have explained. I kill something which is Tzelem Elikim. It's a life which cannot be replaced. It cannot replace anybody. You cannot replace a dog, you cannot replace a horse, no matter how close the animal is to you. But another animal will be just the same. Odom Yumos is Tzelem Elikim as unique to me. The human being is unique, he's been telling everything. If I kill the life, Odom, I cannot replace him anymore. Cannot replace. Cannot replace an individual. You can replace a horse, a dog, any animal. I mean, if you domesticate the animal, the domestication of the animal is tame. Is there a certain relationship between the animal and the master? But the animal is replaceable. If I kill the animal, I can go into a store and buy him. to shop and buy him another animal. It will take a day or two, he'll be domesticated, and he'll recognize his master, and he'll respond to him. I mean, many people don't even possess such wonderful talent. No. Why is Maki Odom Behemo is humorous? Maki Nefesh Odom, Maki Behemo is Shalmena. Because Behemo is only a destruction of a life. In Odom, it's more than that. Whatever it is, it's more than the destruction of a life. To be telling the Moshe Sarah. Then when the Tere, so the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, has Megadev is Benise, so the Tere right away. Why is Megadev Benise? Because Megadev is Retzicha. And why is Retzicha in Mise? Retzicha in Mise, the Tere says in Neach. ממשיך את המודם בודם דם עם שופר כי בצלם מקימו הששון ומניה here on the context in equation at A equals B here the Torah says המגדף is humus אבל המגדף is קרצח in Neah the Torah says הרצח is humus. Why is הרצח humus? Because הרצח is like מגדף. It's an equation, it's a reversible equation. It's מלא. He does it here. And the Torah says something else. Something, Yish, Ki Yitin Mumba Amnise. Interesting is the Torah here. Read now. The Torah has three classes. Hevel Odom. The Torah has that one class. Is Maki Odom Yishalmeno. Then another class. Maki Odom is Mishimus. Another second class, Behema Yishalmeno, third class, Mum. Mate Odom Meisimos, because our Odom, Aretzeach, is the real Megadeth. Huh? Because, if you take a look in Russia, Dorton, we saw in Dorton, just a moment. Let's take a look in Russia. When Russia says, Kikila Selekim Tolui Bey, what does Russia say there? Two brothers. One is a king, the other one is a robber. A highway robber. And they finally apprehended him. And they displayed him on the what do you call it?
The gallows.
What do you say?
The gallows.
Yeah, and the gallows. They displayed it. Whoever will pass by will not pay attention to recognize his twin brother. The king is on the gallows. The king was hanged. And that's Chazal. He killed us and the king told him that means people will remark and say, Kavi Yochu, the Melech is displayed on the gallows. It means, what does it mean? What does Rashi want to ask him? It's the same idea that I developed. Okay. That since the Odom is still a Melechim, is many things, even, for instance, the Odom is a Tzel Melechim, is a Retzeach, who commits murder and destroys Atzel HaMelechim as if Kavi Yochel he has destroyed the creator Kavi Yochel. Just one, look later on. Please, I don't want now to hear what? Yeah. Because Megadev wants to destroy the Tzel HaMelechim in general. What is Megadev? Do you know what Megadev is? What's Megadev? What does he have to say? Yake Yesi Yes Yesi. It means let them both perish. And this itself is Ritzicha at a metaphysical level. at the metaphysical level, as if Kaviyoko is under the control of the Megali. This itself is Ritziche, because there is something in doors to the image of God which is reflected to man. He destroyed that image. If he destroyed this image, we handle him, we treat him as if he had Chas V'Sholem destroyed the original. Sometimes, you know, there was a demonstration. Then did that, Yeshua. So what do you do if you want to protest your dislike for a certain person, dislike? You take his picture, his portrait, and you burn it in effigy. By burning an effigy, what illusion do you have? What is the illusion which you have? That you destroy the person. This is the exact reality. Aretziach Esu Odom, he destroys an effigy. Absolutely. He tries to destroy an effigy, somebody over whom he has no control. He's merely, this is Retziach. Retziach is Megadev. Retziach is Megadev. And vice versa, Megadev is Retziach as well. If I'm Megadev, so I want to destroy, if I'm Megadev, I want to destroy Kavi Yochel Melech Malchi Amlochim. If I am Megadev. And in Eritreach I succeed in destroying only one of the images. He killed an individual. He's both come under Megadev and Eritreach. And that's the thing. The image is the Rambam says. This is something else. The Rambam, what is it in the secret cave for the Nefesh Retzeach? Why not? If the son is ready to accept so much money, a lot of money, and to forgive the Retzeach for the murder of his father, why shouldn't the son accept an amount of money, damages? In the American criminal law, so you accept damage for murder. You can sue for not only when a person is crippled, but if I crippled the person and took away an organ and I deprived him of a certain organ, but I can sue a person and even in a case in which I mean, that even case of death. because he kept telling Malikim was a sort of. It's not, he did something which he cannot compensate for. And this is Megadev. Retzeach is Megadev. You have it in the Gemara, many, quite a number of cases. And that's what it is very. Consistent, and right away when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meisha, he says, some guys from Chutz Lamachna, immediately says, you know why the Pesach is like that? Because Nekev Shem HaYashem Yumos, why? Because Amakin Nefesh, because he's a Retzeach. Why he's a Retzeach? Because it's B'Tselem HaLikim. This is number one. Is really number one is Retzeach Chayev Miser, because he commits basically the same sin, the same abomination that Retzeach that Amegadet. Right? Yes. But I will make a nefesh behemo, make however. Make nefesh behemo. It's a question of moment, nothing more. And therefore, nation mum, If he's not, he doesn't kill him, but he cripples him. He cuts off his hand, his eyes, and takes away from him a very important organ. Organ. What should be? Ayin Tachasayin, Tera says it. Kei Yenosim Bey. He's Bey, as the Rambam, and the Rebbe Nezre, and all the Shemim interpret. Ayin Tachasayin means, I deserve that my eye be taken away from me. Because if you say Ayin Tachasayin, me, I would say Umake Eini Shal Chavere Yishalmeno, I could say, this is the case, so I'm a rich man, and I don't like him, and I would make triple him by taking away his vision. I dealt tell it, bring me to court, and court will let it tell me to pay, I pay, I have enough money. You understand very well that this is not the way to do things. Is Martin Nefesh Mason Kasha Mason Mumba Mishe Kasha Yas King Yosalami? Basically he deserves it. That the ayin be taken away from it because he deprived his neighbor, his acquaintance of the most beautiful organ in human life, namely the vision. He should lose his vision. But you can't execute it. As the Gemara says, his vision was a little weaker, my vision is stronger, or vice versa. How can I say exactly? It means B'dei Shomayim it is so. B'dei Shomayim should be, in ideal justice, is Ayin Tachasayim the proper approach. In ideal justice. But you don't have ideal justice. We are human beings with our restrictions and faults and weaknesses. As far as human and man's court is concerned, but I'm telling you, took away one eye, give him your eye. You cannot take away, you took away something. Which actually, whose importance you cannot even appreciate. But actually, in Dini Shomayim, in terms of ideal justice, it should have been in Kenya or Sunday. That's what the Torah has. Begadif. Herek Nefesh. Nesem Mum Bachavere. Ah?
Gimu Amitra Kashasa Kenya.
Not just Begadif. Next.
Nefesh Bein. All of you must.
Yeret Teach. Nefesh Behemo. Completely movement, the nation Numachavere, which deserves to be crippled, whatever we don't do it. Because it's for human, for men, it's impossible to be exact, to do him exactly what he did to me. All right.
Yes, I'll be able to show you that.